As the March for Gun Reform in downtown Colorado Springs was winding down this weekend, a reporter, Jake Brownell, noticed something a little bit unexpected. Seated at a table in Acacia Park on the periphery of the rally were a man and woman wearing hats that immediately betrayed their political differences. Nevertheless, there they were, calmly sharing their thoughts on the root causes of gun violence in America. It was a display of bipartisan collegiality that seemed to defy the intense polarization of our political climate. So Jake asked to speak with them about their conversation.
My name is Zach Rose.
My name is Deirdre Grevy.
I am wearing my Make America Great hat.
I'm wearing the Nasty Woman Pussy hat.
Yeah!
You guys didn't come here together, did you?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, you just met here at the park and decided to sit down at a table.
The four women over there said to me, "Ah, I see your hat, and there's a guy over there with the Make America Great hat again." I go, "I'm gonna go talk to him." And she goes, "You are?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm not afraid." I said, "I'm not going over there to fight him or anything. I want to see his point of view. We're gonna get along, and we're fine. And I can appreciate, especially because he's young, his perspective, and I think he respects my wisdom."
Tell me about why you decided to come out here today.
I decided to come out here just because I think having a positive conversation about what's going on with our gun conversations going on here is more important than a lot of other things. I think the biggest thing is I wanted to come out here and I wanted to have positive, good conversations that brought up a lot of topics that hopefully people weren't thinking about, and we can come to a better conclusion on both sides instead of, you know, one side feeling this way and one side feeling another.
And in terms of your respective stances on what you think ought to be done to deal with some of these issues, these school shootings, where do you stand?
So my biggest thing is I think that we in society have created a social construct that is conducive to the way that we to the actions that we've been having lately. I think we are not doing right by our young people in training them in growing up on how to deal with different emotions, how to deal with adversity, how to deal with different things that are going to happen in life. And I think by, you know, not doing that, we have created weaker-minded individuals as a younger generation, and they are acting out because of it.
Well, I fully agree with that, and that was a perspective I had never heard out here. In my experience here, background checks are very weak. The only time I had a really comprehensive background check is when I went for the concealed carry. Had I not gone for the concealed carry, I could have been just another lunatic walking around with a gun, and I thought that that was a weak gun law out here.
And so you are a gun owner, though, yourself?
Well, I am now.
Why'd you decide to buy a gun?
Because of the home invasions in my neighborhood. I'm not going to carry a gun outside of my home, but I will keep it for home invasion purposes. I'm not proud of that, but I have to protect what my husband and I worked to our retirement for.
Do you own any guns?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
And is that's something that's important to you?
Would I say that that's something important? Would I say that that's something that is a lifestyle? No, I don't. Just like anything else, I think it's a tool. I use it for multiple things. I use it for home defense. I use it for hunting. I have guns strictly just for decoration. It's a tool just like anything else. I don't think it's a way of life, nor do I think it should be.
You can see the level-headedness of this young man, so it makes it easy to speak with him. He's extremely rational. We've had a good conversation. We've shared ideas.
Almost an hour now, probably. Yeah.
And we agree. We agree. We're on the same side. You know, we're on the same side of this whole issue. Our way of getting there is just different. But we don't want children dead, you know, in schools. We don't want, you know, these atrocities happening. Zach agrees, and he's got very good, valid points from his perspective of a Republican, and I respect that.
You're wearing a Make America Great Again hat. I presume that means you're a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah. Went to rallies, the whole nine yards. Oh, yeah. It was fun.
And are you happy with how he has responded on this particular issue?
That's a very interesting question, because ultimately his response means nothing. The president doesn't make the laws. The president doesn't enforce the laws. And the worst that he can do is feel bad about a situation. And he can try and encourage people to do what he thinks is best. He is not into a position, in my opinion, that he would be able to make any substantial changes.
And I have a different thing. Our children are dying. Today they're crying, and it's a good day for him to play golf.
Any response to that?
I like playing golf too. I just...
But you chose to be here to support the children.
I did.
Well, thank you both for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.